It's Tuesday, so we're going to find out exactly what's doing around the Muswellbrook District with Mayor Rod Scholes. How are we doing, Rod?
Oh, I'm bad. Doing very well, thank you.
That's the way. Now, what's the latest, please, on the Aquatic Centre and Fitness Centre?
Council does share the community's frustration with regards to it, and with the current COVID restrictions, the matter of time being is basically out of their hands. But firstly, there was a recent incident on site within the construction crew, which actually closed the site for a while with a health and safety issue.
Right.
Which I have mentioned, alluded to before, but it was a concern, was required the site to be shut down and an investigation to be drawn into as to what had happened and how it had happened. But it is proving the information because it does involve individuals. Following that, then became the public health issue with New South Wales government and COVID. And the actual crew that are doing most of the work are actually from Sydney.
Oh.
So it's actually had a bit of a thing. We've managed to get an exemption, get their testing and all their inoculations and everything up to date so we could actually bring them back to site.
Yep.
That has now occurred. So we do understand the community's frustration and appreciate that. The Learn to Swim and all the aquatic had to be cancelled because of these incidents. And the residents who signed up for the Learn to Swim program and have had made payments will be credited with those payments, as will any other memberships involved with the centre. But again, as I've said before, we're going to end up with a new state-of-the-art aquatic and fitness centre. And it's a major construction project and significantly improve and expand what we have down there with regards to swimming, recreational facilities, and it also include a water activity park for the kids.
Yeah, so Rod, just to confirm, so a number of people have come out asking whether their money will be reimbursed for memberships or anything like that. So the council is taking steps in that regard with what's happened.
Yes, they'll either have their money retained and that membership carried over, or they can apply to actually get the money returned.
Okay, and obviously, as you just mentioned a moment ago, looking forward to having a fantastic centre, so people will want to sign up again for their membership in the future as things return to normal.
That's right. And just still pointing out, the gym down there is open, and it's open from Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays 9 till 4 and Sundays 10 till 4. But it will be a magnificent facility when we finish it and we want to get it right.
Okay. Now, just update us. What's happening with the footpath on Ironbark Road, please, mate?
Okay, this has been another point of contention in the town, but a lot of residents have come to council about wanting to fix this missing link, which is between Adams Street and Rutherford Road on Ironbark Road. So we managed to apply for a budget and got a special budget allocation from the federal government, local roads, community infrastructure phase 2 program, and the successful applicant will be starting work on that. Will necessitate the removal of some of those trees. There's a big ironbark that I know of, particularly that because if you know the area well, there's not much footpath there, and in some of the places there are footpath trees in the middle of the footpath. So the contractor will be under Wide Civil, and I started work really last week, and so there'll be excavation, as I said, removing trees. So we do apologise for any inconvenience to the actual local residents, but I think it'll be a good asset when completed.
Absolutely. And finally, speaking of trees, coming up on the 1st of next month, it'll be National Tree Day, and the kids get to have a go the day before as well.
They do. So that, again, as you said, on the 1st of August, National Tree Day, we have over 1,700 trees to plant in the Muswellbrook and Denman areas, and Muswellbrook site at this stage is yet to be confirmed, but the Denman area is Hyde Park on Macaulay Street, and there'll be free barbecue lunch will be provided. And if you're interested, RSV to Michael Brady, the Sustainability Officer, on 65493700, or email michaelbrady@muswellbrooknewsouthwales.gov.au. If you haven't got that information, contact Council Front Desk. I'll be able to aim you in the right direction. This will also be assisted by the New South Wales Government through the Environment Trust, and of course there'll be COVID-19 restrictions and constraints. The council officers will make sure everyone's up to speed on those on site and will follow those.
Of course, we'd love to see more trees around the Muswellbrook Shire. As always, Mayor Rod Scholes, thank you very much for joining us to keep us up to date with what's doing around the district.
Thanks, Mayor.